created this podcast titled The Nexus Intersection to provide our listeners with a diverse approach to leadership by interviewing Nexus alumni and other key leaders in our community. Each episode, we discuss timely topics, leadership journeys, and the backbone of any good leader, their mentors. Since the founding of Nexus in 2003, over 1,000 leaders have been encouraged and equipped. Listen in as we continue encouraging, equipping, and learning from principles-centered leaders in our city. Well, isn't this fun, Heather?
It is, and we're jealous.
We're jealous because why? Why, people? We're with Cammie, who works from home every day except for one day a week.
I work from home 4 days a week.
4 days
a
week.
Yeah, I'm in the office just one day.
One day. Mm-hmm. How do you live with yourself? So on the real tip, Cammie, you're the strategic marketing for FedEx, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Manager of strategic marketing.
Yes.
And then you're also alumni here at Nexus.
I am, yes.
So we're so proud. Look how she likes
yeah.
that.
Yeah, well, that. I'm an alum on both sides. I was a protege, I guess, 12 years ago.
Wow.
And then a mentor just a couple years ago, the year of COVID. So
yes.
It was, it's been really cool
I just
to get to experience
point it out
both sides.
To people that if you've been mentored by someone in Nexus, you'll probably get to work from home at least.
Right. That's a selling point right there.
So before we jump right on in here, mm-hmm. tell us a little bit about some of your favorite things about Memphis, at least one favorite thing about Memphis.
I love so many things about Memphis, but probably that it's my hometown. And
all right.
So all my family's here and my husband's from here. And we just love the city. We love the food. We love everything there is to do here, all the culture. It's just a really, really great place to live. So
I
don't want to be anywhere else.
So you mentioned food. You love the food in Memphis. So what's your favorite meal?
My favorite place is Bari. That's my favorite restaurant. And I love to go there and pretty much order anything, the cheese menu, anything. It's really
oh my gosh,
that's
cheese.
Like my special
I'm
place.
I'm a cheese lover, too.
Oh,
yeah.
the stinkier the cheese,
right,
the better.
Right. So I love Bari. That's probably my favorite place in Memphis
to go.
That
is so fun. And honestly, I have to say, I've not been there yet. So.
Oh, yeah. They just celebrated their 20th anniversary.
Oh, mm-hmm. my gosh. There's a reason for me to go.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
love it. So, like, whose cell phone would you wish you could have?
Whose cell phone? What a great question.
I came up with myself.
I know. I would say cell phone. Wow. That's an interesting question. Maybe, this is kind of a funny answer, but maybe I would say probably a celebrity, like someone who, I don't know. Y'all, this all can be edited right?
We're not editing, though. Right. This is staying on because you can't think of who.
I can't think of his cell phone. I'm like, I don't. That's
it's okay.
Such a funny question.
It's okay. As long as you know your number.
Yeah.
Which, speaking of cell phones, I mean, like, I punch in my mom's number, my brother's number. I know my brother's number because it's been the same number forever. My mom's has changed. And so it's like, I don't know people's cell phone numbers.
I don't even know my kid's cell phone numbers.
Yeah.
So we should say.
Should learn that.
Right. Like, I know one child starts with a 2 and that.
You don't either.
I don't
good.
Even know what's
yeah.
going on. So it's like, and they're grown. So that's a real problem. And I'm like, what happens if our phones go out and what do we do?
You
like,
lose your contacts.
I lose my contacts.
I'd be more worried about my pictures. I don't want to lose any
of
my photos.
Well, that's very, very true. That's very, very true.
They're backed up, but I still like having them.
I know.
It makes
you
nervous.
Never know.
Yeah. Saying they're backed up. Are they really?
Are they really backed up? So look. Tell us a little bit about yourself. We know that you don't know whose cell phone you would really want. But something.
She's going to think about it.
I'm going to think about it.
At the end of this show, we want to know. But so tell us a little bit about yourself and how you began to be a part of the work you're doing now.
Okay, yeah. So, as I mentioned earlier, I grew up here in Memphis and started my career journey at Le Bonheur Children's Hospital, where I worked in marketing and loved it. It was a great experience. Was there for
I'm gonna interject, so that's how I know Cammie. She and I used to work together.
Yeah, I thought y'all were both doctors at Le Bonheur.
No.
I was confused.
That
for
was in
minute.
Another lifetime.
Oh yeah,
yes,
okay,
yes.
My bad.
Another lifetime. We were there together and it was wonderful, and we were there for the opening of the hospital and new branding campaign.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
So I worked.
Wow.
It was a great experience being there, especially in a first job and working for a nonprofit. You get an opportunity to do so many things. things that you normally wouldn't get to in a first job. So that was great. Did that for a long time and then switched, decided I wanted to work in the for-profit area. I wanted to work for a company that sold something and learned the business behind, you know, marketing, supporting a sales organization and that type of thing. So moved to another company here in Memphis, a national service company. That was also a great experience. Was there almost 7 years there as well. And then for the last 4.5 years, I've been at FedEx in marketing. And it's just been an amazing journey. I've loved my time there. And I'm so happy to get to work for a company that has such a huge presence here in Memphis and does so much for the community. It's just really a special place with special people.
So you guys did this all pre-COVID. Mm-hmm. Y'all are both 12 years old, so I don't know how that happened. But pre-COVID, this was your world. You went to work every day like many of us have done. Mm-hmm. And now it's post-COVID. And we've been picking on you that you work from home. But what is that like now? I mean, you wanted to be a more public-facing, interactive strategist and perception campaigns and all these different things. And now you're in your house.
Right.
So what does that look like?
So, you know, it's interesting when everything happened and the world shut down. I thought, all right, well, it'll just be a couple weeks. That's fine. And then, as we all know, that evolved and became our a new normal. And I will say that it's really become interesting because I've found that as a mom, as a working mom with two small kids, I have gotten to be so present for them in this time, being able to pick them up from school a few days a week, being able to just be a little more available for them while also being able to accomplish the goals that I have for myself at work. I've so enjoyed that balance and that mix more so. Now, it is definitely different. And I think that there's definitely a time and a place for being in person. And there's certain circumstances in which I really think it's much more fruitful to all be together. But then being able to be home and just it's helped me balance my life much better. And I think our company has really recognized that with giving us that flexibility. So I've enjoyed it a lot, but I think it's really valuable still to be able to go into the office one day a week to get to see my team. Get to see my coworkers, my management chain, you know, everybody, just getting that exposure and reforming those connections that were lost, I think is still so valuable. So I still enjoy that, but definitely like the 4 days at home. It's very nice.
I bet it is. Yeah. So working from home and working remotely, how do you make yourself stand out as a leader?
So I would say there's three things that I think, whether you're at home or whether you are in the office, I really thought hard about this and said, you know, it's really not all that different in terms of things you need to do to really stand out. And it's funny because when we first went, there's a mentor in my life that I have that I said, you know, I've just felt so stifled. It's so much harder to network and create those opportunities for yourself you're at home.
I continue to hear that.
Right. Yeah. And this mentor of mine who I respect so much and is a leader in our company said, you know, no, it's not. You just have to be more creative about it. And it really stuck with me because I thought, you know, you really do. You have to still do the same things that you would have done normally. So the three things. Our number one is just being reliable. So always showing up for the work that you have and for the people you work with. And I think that's so important to just be reliable and be someone that you can, that people can count on, that, you know, you're there for them. If you're given an assignment or given work, that you follow through and just consistently show up every single day. The second thing is to be proactive. What I have found both on both sides of the fence, both being in a management position where I have people on my team and also being, you know, a contributor on that team, is that when you can anticipate needs really well. So if you're putting something together, you're going to give a recommendation or you're going to present a project or anything like that, think about what is going to be asked of you, what questions you may have reading it. If something isn't clear, go back and fix it. Just be proactive about what those needs might be from your audience and communicate well. So just ensuring that you've done your research.
So it's the three things. Is the third one, communicate well?
Well, so the second, so it's be reliable, be proactive. And that's in your communication.
Yes.
And all of that.
Yeah.
And then the third thing is to be prepared.
Be prepared.
So if you have been reliable and you've been proactive and you've shown, hey, I can really do these things, be prepared when you get a chance to be on stage is how right. I like to say it. So when you're given an opportunity, maybe it's to present in front of your leadership team or to get a big one-on-one meeting with someone that you've been really wanting to work with, you know, yeah. no matter what field you're in, when you're given that opportunity, shine. Be prepared for it. Be ready for the conversation. Be your best version of yourself. Even if it's a hectic day or it's crazy, just make the time to prepare because it will always show if you're not prepared.
Well, let me tell you who's shining right now. Cammie Fields is shining.
Right.
Cammie Fields came ready to teach us something today,
guys. I came prepared.
You came prepared.
I took my own advice.
So look, we want to hear more from you right after this break. So guys, don't leave us. Nexus Intersection will be right back.
Welcome in Nexus, Nexus, we got it, and we're back, so welcome in Nexus, oh Nexus, oh we got it, and we're back, so welcome in Nexus.
And we're back. So glad to have you, Cammie. You are just a joy to listen to. Mm-hmm. I mean, some of the things you just shared, be reliable, be proactive, be prepared, shine. Mm-hmm. I love all that. And you're doing all of that right now. So tell us a little bit more about, you know, why it's important to be your best self. And then maybe even share what would you have told your younger mm-hmm. self if you could have?
Yeah. So I think the best ways to shine are to really ask for those opportunities. Do not be afraid. If you have not sat down and really thought about what you want from your career and from your life, I encourage you to sit down and create a development plan for yourself. And some people call it a visibility plan for yourself. So think of ways in which you can, you know, what do I need to do to help me get to that next level, and document it. And talk to somebody about it, because by talking to someone about it, that holds you accountable. So if you have someone like a coach or a mentor or something like that in your life, where you put together your plan and say, hey, this is where I want to be. This is where I see myself. Or, mm-hmm. hey, there's this other department that I'm really interested in. Or I'm thinking about doing a life change and focusing on, you know, getting a whole new career, going mm-hmm. after my MBA, or, you know, whatever that might be. Being able to document that and put it in a plan and have talked to somebody about it to help hold yourself accountable, I think that really helps reinforce your goals, because it's so easy in life to let everything else swallow you and mm-hmm. you just think, man, I've given myself to everybody else and I haven't really dedicated time to myself.
Girl, I got to interject, honey. You are preaching today. I mean, as a woman, and I know this mm-hmm. is, we also have wonderful guys that are part of this, so I don't want to isolate just women, but as a woman, I have forgotten sometimes who I am. Mm-hmm. Because we get lost in our motherhood. We get lost in, you know, trying to, you know, climb the ladder and doing certain things. So we're doing things for other people, but we're not thinking about who we want to be for ourselves within our purpose, what we feel comfortable with doing that's purposeful.
Right.
Have you ever been challenged with that?
I have, very much so. Mm-hmm. And I think, too, when you work in kind of the corporate environment and all of that, you want to still continue to find those outlets, ways in which you still keep that piece of yourself. So I'm someone who loves, it's easy for me because I'm type A and very organized and planful anyway. That comes naturally to me. But I will say, and I give this advice to others on my team too, that time blocking, like if you time block it and put it on your calendar from 1 to 2 p.m. today, I'm going to save that time. For me, I'm going to read some blogs. I'm going to listen to some podcasts. I'm going to watch some YouTube videos. I'm going to read that book I've been wanting to read. I'm going to spend some time on myself that's going to help me get where I want to go next.
That's
and if
so
you
good.
Block it and you reserve it, you protect that time block. Then you're
saying some powerful words today.
Well, you're much more willing to do it, you know. It's a lot of around accountability. Just being thoughtful and mindful of I truly want to be better.
Yeah.
And then asking for feedback, right? Yeah. So always asking for feedback and being okay with what you're going to hear. So you asked me earlier about my younger self.
Yes.
What I would tell my younger self is that how important it is to bounce back from your failure. So when I think about my 20s and my career at that time, it was a lot of just trying to figure it out, trying to figure out what the working world was like, trying to read the room, understand the politics of the organization I was working in, you know, really figuring out being a young mother. How am I going to do this? You know, newer in my marriage, like what, you know, this is all my family dynamics are changing.
Everything.
And also I'm trying to figure out who I am at work and how does all this come together? And so if I could go back and talk to my younger self, I would tell her that your failures are good for you and they're opportunities. I mean, don't be so hard on yourself. I mean,
because we all fail.
I mean, we all fail.
Yeah.
And it's hard to fail and it doesn't feel good, but it's in those moments when you're so uncomfortable and you've really just done something that you wish you could take back or maybe didn't go as well. When you did get that opportunity on a stage and you just kind of maybe didn't do your best.
You didn't shine,
maybe.
Because
it happens
shine.
To all of us that you just, maybe you didn't. And, you know, that is okay. You can still bounce back. Mm. And a real leader is someone who can bounce back from those failures and be able to still believe in themselves and know that tomorrow's a new day. And it's going to be okay. Yes. So that's definitely the advice I would have for my younger self.
I love that. Time block your time. Not just scheduling other people, but time blocking things. And what I love, you also shared that when you're time blocking for yourself, there's some respite time that I'm sure you would encourage us to do. Mm-hmm. But it sounds like that we need to remember that if we want to do something different, we have to schedule in the time to start practicing on it.
That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah. You just have to make it a priority in your life and make your development a priority. I mean, we spend so much time in our jobs and at work. And, you know, I often think I give up things. I make sacrifices for my job, away from my family and all of that. It is worth it to me to make sure that I'm in a place where I enjoy what I'm doing, that I like what I'm doing, and I'm being rewarded for that work. And people are not just going to magically promote you, magically give you opportunities. It just does not.
Oh, it just don't happen.
It just does not happen like that.
Okay, then.
So we have to be okay with asking for it sometimes. Yeah. Or maybe a job comes open and you really want to go for it. Start reaching out to that person. Or if you already know the job you want, what's stopping you from contacting that hiring manager one day? I know there might be somebody in that job, but people don't always stay in that job forever. I mean, networking ahead of time and say, I just want to understand this better so that when that job comes open, you're the first person on their list. So it's just being mindful, thoughtful about what you want to be and just making it happen, being persistent, but in a way in which you're networking and having good one-on-ones, you have a good mentor in your life, good coaches around you that are help supporting you through that.
So I wanted you to share a little bit about a mentor that made a difference in your life and tell us how they made that difference.
Sure. So I think back, maybe it's okay to say their name. I don't know. But
yeah.
It's actually someone who's been involved in Nexus.
Do you know their name? I mean, you didn't know their
social. It's actually someone who's been involved in Nexus. So her name's Amy Simpson. And when I thought about a mentor, I thought about her. She was my boss at one point in my career. And so, you know, it's funny, we kind of talk sometimes in our organization about you can be a boss or a coach or a mentor, and there's different roles and things for those different kinds of people. And she, I thought, exhibited all three in many different ways.
Amy's so great.
Yeah, she's great. And so some of the things that I personally struggle with imposter syndrome. So just sharing, throwing that out there. I often do not believe.
This is a safe space.
It's a safe space. I often do not believe that I'm ready, that I'm ready for a next opportunity or that I'm capable of doing that. Or when I see a job or see an opportunity, I just think, oh, I can't take that on. I cannot take on one more thing. Yeah. That is like the constant running through my head. Cannot take on one more thing. And Amy really made me believe that I could. Mm-hmm. You know, that there really is enough time in the day if you are strategic about how you spend your time and if you're someone that really wants it. Mm-hmm. And so I think having a mentor that can see things in yourself that you don't always see, that can see both your positive blind spots and be able to call those out And then also some of your areas where, hey, I see some real opportunities for you to get better at these things. Practice them. And then take their advice. I mean, you know, so how often do you sit and you talk to someone, you think, wow, that was such a great conversation. It was awesome. And then you didn't really practice it. I mean, right. And I think, and I loved her and how she mentors, because she would kind of challenge me on, hey, did you do this? Like, did you practice? And so I think as a mentor, that following up and making sure that, you know, the person that you're coaching, did they do what you had, you know, call them on it, right?
Right.
To hopefully remember and be better, because that's the only way to really work on those opportunities is to keep practicing at them in safe environments, right?
Right. Always. Yes.
Yes.
I mean, I hope our listeners practice some of the things you've shared with us today, because they have been so good. And you've really challenged them to think about some things. Just a few last thoughts. Tell us in three words, what does a mentor mean to you?
In three words?
Three words only.
Oh, three words. Honest. So I would say honest. What's the word? Trying to think of the word where. Oh, intuitive. So honest, intuitive, and then last would be. Let's see. Honest, intuitive, and. Consistent.
That's a good one.
Okay, are you going to circle back with her, or you want me
so,
to?
Yeah, I think we should. Phone? I think we both should circle back. I mean, I'm sure you've got a lot of notes. I mean, this has been class Cami, everybody.
Right.
This has been
yes.
Leadership 101, or maybe I don't know, 1201. It's a lot, and I've learned so much. And I just want to highlight just things if you're writing things down. Visibility plan. Create one. Have a visibility plan. That was important for me to hear. Ask for feedback. Sometimes we don't want to ask people to tell us what they really see, uh-huh. but we need to be honest with ourselves. And I love that. And
you
then,
grow in the discomfort. That's when you grow the most.
Well, that's why I'm so tall. That's what it is. Because, honey, I've been through a lot of that. Bounce back from your failures. I think that's a powerful statement as well. And then another one, I wrote down, you said network all the time or network. And I think I said it, I might have written it incorrectly.
I think ahead of the time.
Network ahead of the time. That's what it was. Mm-hmm. And then be reliable, be proactive, and be prepared. Those were very, very powerful for me. And then shine like a diamond. I just thought that was.
I know, shine. Know. I love
yeah,
it.
Shine.
Yeah. That's
Did
right.
Did you learn, Heather?
I mean.
Did you learn anything?
I think all of those things. I mean, seriously. I mean, the plan. It hits home because when you yes. write it down, I mean, mm-hmm. you said write it down, and yep. when you write it down, it means more.
That's right.
And so that and the time blocking, you know.
Yes, that was powerful.
I mean, we forget about ourselves mm-hmm. a lot of times.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if you want to change career or advance or do dual things, it's nothing wrong with going for it. We had another guest, Bathsheba Sams, that talked about that she was a chemical engineer first,
mm-hmm.
and then she...
Transition to human HR. Resources. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, guys, we are hitting, batting, is it 1,000? Is that what they say?
Yeah.
I think so.
We're batting 1,000 here.
Right. Well, and you know, we talked about that whole, you know, reserving time for yourself and for your passions and things. And yes. if you are careful about your time and strategic with it, I have learned, even in having kids who are busy and involved in a million things, that I still find time for those passions and really re-energizing myself through those passions. So having a, just to share a little something about me, I work full-time, yes, but yes. I also have kind of my little side gig going on, which is that I sing at weddings and funerals.
Yes.
And so that is my kind of weekend gig. And so it's fun, and I find time to do it. So it's great.
This one over here.
I love it. Yes. How fun.
I love that. I love meeting a fellow wedding singer.
That's right. It's so fun.
Which
so
I love the movie, by the way. Have you seen that movie?
I have yes. seen that movie. Yes. And I am not a wedding singer.
Well, Cami,
so
this
you can
has been,
do it all, you know.
You can do it all, and not all the same type of stuff. That's mm-hmm. what I love. That you can be strategic in your marketing and managing people. You can do all that stuff. And then you can sing. And then yeah. you can go skiing. And then you can decide to become a doctor. It's whatever you want. want. You know, it just keep doing that.
Yep.
So it's been a joy to have you. You are shining like a diamond for real, girl.
Aww.
And I want you to keep on shining out there because we need you on that one day a week. I want you to shine out there.
She's shining every day.
Shine this mess. No, shine everywhere. You're just beautiful. Aww. So glad to have Cammie with us and so glad to have you with us. Join us again for the Nexus Intersection. We love doing this podcast.
We do, and thank you so much, Effie.
Oh, it's great to be here, Heather. We'll see you again soon.
Thanks.